Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click on to YouTube, join us on Top Chat, and or go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click on to YouTube. I'm kind of worked up here, friends, because there's a lot to cover. And again, I'd love to hear from you. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. In just a couple of minutes, I'm going to play some more audio from Christine Northrup as to what's in these vaccinations that Bill Gates has created. And I'm also going to go over to a woman that confronted her city council. She's an RN, confronting them with what's in these vaccinations as well. So again, I want to make clear, everybody, understand this is not a gloom and doom message. I'm here to make sure that you understand what's going on here. And it has nothing to do with the virus. It has everything to do with empowering those that mean to rule over you unconstitutionally, because they're doing it even now. Got Dave calling in from Iowa. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Hello?
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you, Dave?
I am just fantastic. I have a question. I want to know, the only people that say anything, I'm doing good.
Okay.
I have a question for you.
I'm here.
The only people that are saying anything about the coronavirus is politicians and
That's right.
People that's in the government.
Yep, those that are going to make gain from the vaccinations, you're exactly right.
Well, if you go to the hospital with gloves on and a face mask and a shield, shouldn't that protect you so you can go in and see people?
If you go to the tag right on side, or right inside of these masks, it will tell you they're not there to stop viruses. This is nothing but a sign of compliance, Dave. That's all it is. They just want to see how many people are going to fall in line with the narrative. The problem that they're having is people are taking them off because they've figured out at this point that it's not a virus that's under attack.
Well, exactly. And my point is, why are the hospitals keeping normal people out? Are they afraid for us to go in to see that it's all a bunch of bull crap?
Yeah, well, I think you just answered yourself. Yeah, I thought they were there to help sick people, and yet they're keeping sick people out. But it should go to show you too what this is really about. Because I've continuously highlighted this. These governors that are coming up with these unconstitutional edicts, telling people you better keep your businesses shut down, like Governor Newsom, who was just busted this last week, having a dinner at a social gathering at a very upper echelon of restaurant. And in other words, a very expensive restaurant, hanging out with his friends without a mask on. He didn't shut down his business, just so you know, because he knows all the well it's not about a virus. Just like over in Pennsylvania, when the governor and the representative said that they have to keep up political theater, okay, on a hot mic. And just like in Michigan, when the woman, the signer, she speaks to deaf people, was standing behind the governor and said that she has to keep up pretenses. She has to keep it up. This social distancing illusion is exactly what she said. Okay, so that's just the tip of the iceberg. And then we find Nancy Pelosi going to a salon without her mask on because they all the well know it's not about a virus. These are the people telling you that you better get a mask on. Do you remember, by the way, Dave, as to how all this started out? It came out as a virus, and then they said just put a mask on for 2 weeks. Okay? Then it went to, we're going to shut down the state. They have no constitutional authority doing that. Then they said, you need to shut down your businesses. Then they started to tell you, you got to stay 6 feet away from each other. Then they started to tell you what you could do, how you could do it. Now they got states shutting down. They're giving curfews now. You know why they're doing that? They're encouraged by people that are wearing the masks. Concerning the narrative that they can't prove. Exactly. So we're on the same page there, but I think people really need to understand that we've even had governors in the state of Michigan, this exceptional devil, her name is Governor Whitmer over there, she has already told businesses if they don't comply, customers that walk into these businesses, that don't allow them to buy or sell. This is what she said. So this, again, is about forced compliance. And if you don't comply, Indiana, that governor came in and said that we're going to throw you in jail for up to 6 months. The question that needs to be begged, Americans, is what laws he can enforce to throw you in jail, because there is no such law. This is all a big illusion. They're only doing what you're allowing them to do, Dave. That's what this comes down to.
Well, exactly. And when they first come out, they said, elderly people, which I'm a Vietnam vet, so I'm fairly old.
Thank you, sir.
They said that people my age group that's got, I've had double, triple bypass, and I'm diabetic, and I'm overweight. And they say I'm one of the first ones to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been to Omaha. I've been to Des Moines, Iowa. I've been to Oskaloosa, Iowa. I've been to Kansas City, Missouri. And I haven't even got as much as a sniffle, and I have not worn a mask since the beginning.
Amen. Well, I want to tell you why, Dave, and I got to, for the sake of time, go. Thank you for the call. I want to tell you why. Christine Noem, the governor from South Dakota, if you haven't been paying attention, that's why you're listening to the show right now. Christine Noem, the governor from South Dakota, and eight other states that are not playing along with the federal government in this perpetual fraud called COVID-19 to the degree that they're bringing it, said she doesn't have the constitutional authority to shut anybody's business down. How come we're not talking about that? How come we're not listening to the governors, new listeners? How come we're not listening to the governor in Pennsylvania that said what the governors are doing in that particular state is a clear violation of the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights? We're ruled by law in this country, not by our favorite politicians. Okay? He said it's unconstitutional. How come we're not talking about that? How come, going back to this exceptional devil, Whitmer, in Michigan, how come we're not talking about the Supreme Court in Michigan that has pulled the rug from her not once, but twice, stating she does not have the constitutional authority to implement that which she's implementing? How come we're not talking about that? How come we're not talking about the federal judge in North Carolina that said there's no exception to the pandemic? In other words, we don't make void the law because of some virus they can't prove. No, friends. Hey, folks, California just recently, the courts came out and said that Governor Newsom is usurping his constitutional authorities, which makes him a criminal, just like in Michigan, just like in Ohio, just like in Indiana, just like in Pennsylvania. So this is what it comes to. Either you put a stop to it, or they're going to keep doing what they're doing. But I'm telling you what, you better act swiftly, friends.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, by the way, before I play this audio, did you know that Yale University right now, Ben Swan just came out and did a report on Yale University. They've lost the coronavirus narrative. That's why they're implementing. This is why they're getting freaked out. This is why they're heightening fear to drive you to the vaccinations. Yale University, now Yale University is attempting to manipulate people into taking the vaccinations. Did you know this? So this is all controlled. This is all a set narrative, friends. This is all a set narrative. By the way, William Casey, CIA director, back in 1981 said, "We'll know that our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is completely false." I want you to cross-check everything I'm telling you. Did you also know that Anthony Fauci, this little criminal, just recently came out and said people that are telling you not to wear masks, telling you the truth about the vaccinations, that this is what he's saying in essence. He said, these people are dangerous. Really what he's doing is he's accusing the other side of what he's guilty of. And if you look at Joseph Goebbels, the minister of propaganda under Adolf Hitler, he's the one that said that. And that's exactly what's in operation in America today. Did you also know his daddy, Bill Gates, said those that are anti-vaccination are responsible for killing children? This is Bill Gates, Mr. Depopulation himself. Do you know what Bill Gates said, friends? Here, I want to give you a quote in just a moment here. And I want you to listen carefully as to what Billy Bob Gates had to say He said, the world today, but we got the audio too. We played it 100 times, but I'm going to say it for you just for the sake of time. The world today has 6.8 billion people. This is Bill Gates, who's not a doctor. He's not an elected representative. Okay. He's just buying off politicians that have already sold their soul and they want to sell you down the river with them. Okay. This is Billy Bob Gates. Okay. The world today has 6.8 billion people in it. He said, that's heading up to about 9 billion. He said, now if we do a really great job on new vaccination, listen to the definition of great to this distorted devil. John 8:44, read it when you get a moment, okay? Billy Gates. If we do a really great job on new vaccines, said Bill Gates, healthcare and reproductive health services, Planned Parenthood, murdering 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day. He said we could lower that population by perhaps 10 or 15%. I'm not kidding you. This is what he said. All of this is common knowledge. All these politicians that are driving the narrative, either they're doing it because they're stupid, which is a word, Webster's 1828, dull and insensible. Or they're just clearly not working for you. They're working for special interest groups because they sold you out, just like Judas did for 30 pieces of silver. Read Luke 22, verse 48. I want to remind you, this message is not gloom and doom. No, we have all the power in the world to stand up to what's going on here. I also want to let you know, too, the voice of the people, I'm going to get to that in a moment, all over the world, there's defiance in the hundreds of thousands per country that are defying tyranny, that are pushing COVID-19, and those that are continuously trying to shut down again, which is aimed at shutting you down and corralling you in to more tyrannical subjection. That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. Okay? I also want you to think about this. The Bible says in Leviticus 17:11. You know, the Bible tells us in John 10:10, first and foremost, that the devil comes. The thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. He's a killer, okay? And when we go to Leviticus 17:11, it tells us this in the King James Version, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. Can I ask you a question? What is it that Bill Gates wants to basically distort? The blood. To what degree? Well, let me play a couple pieces of audio. Again, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you professional doctors out of their own mouths that the mainstream media has continuously banned, shadow banned, expunged, or censored, or suppressed. You're getting it here right now as to what they said because we had the common sense to download because we knew that big tech companies were going to try to shut this stuff down. Okay? I want you to listen carefully. Which one do you want to go first? Christine Ann Northrup? Okay, this is the one that the world loves until she tells you the truth. Listen to what she has to say about Bill Gates' new patent and what's inside of it. After that, I'm going to play another RN confronting a city council telling you what's inside of these vaccinations. It's unthinkable. Listen to this one.
Okay, my name is Dr. Christiane Northrup. I'm a board-certified OBGYN physician trained at Dartmouth Medical School, Tufts New England Medical Center. I'm a former clinical professor of OBGYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine. I'm the author of 3 New York Times best-selling books, including Women's
Wow.
Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause, and Goddesses Never Age. I've done 8 highly successful public television specials. I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show 10 different times, and all the numerous TV shows like Dr. Oz and Rachel Ray and NBC Whoa. Nightly News and all of the rest of it, kind of straddling the world between holistic medicine and conventional OBGYN. And my entire career really has been about teaching women everything that can go right with their bodies and how to make that their experience.
This COVID vaccine, can you tell us what we do know about it and what you, from your experience, fear for the people that may take it?
Yes, there's never been a vaccine like this. It's an RNA vaccine. It is what's called a transinfection. It will fundamentally change people's DNA. And what I don't like about it even more than the usual thing about the toxic metals that are in vaccines that make our bodies literally into an antenna with 5G. This one has the usual non-human DNA. like, you know, monkeys, maybe fetal cells, pigs, whatever. And so it begins to make us what's called chimers, C-H-I-M-E-R, introducing non-human DNA into our bodies. What is worse, though, is that there is a patent and work that they've done at MIT to make a dye, and the patent, the dye is called luciferase, and under a light, you'd be able to see who was vaccinated, who wasn't, and the deal is to store your biometric information, because this vaccine will have nanoparticles, nanocrystalline particles that are actually little robots, and they, like little antennas, and they will have the ability to take your biometric data, not only your vaccine record, but your breathing, your heart rate, your activities, sexual activities, drugs that you're taking, where you travel, all of that, and then take that data and store it in the cloud. What's even more concerning is that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on March 26, 2020, applied for a patent number 060606, to take that biometric data, give you a barcode, and connect each of us to cryptocurrency so that we would become literally slaves to the system. Like everything, it would be the end of privacy, the end of freedom, because who gets the data? Who uses the data? And what do they do with it? So this patent to connect the vaccinated to cryptocurrency, making all humans a commodity.
Can you stop right there?
Extremely.
Judah? Folks, just so you understand, I hope everybody caught wind of this. Just this week, okay, they were talking about how Disney's going to start to go cashless. They've been teeing you up for this for a long time. It's exactly what they're doing in these other countries. By the way, these other countries that are defying their governor and their governments because of the COVID lockdowns, again, they're going to do another second wave, they call it. The people are in the hundreds of thousands rising up against them. They've been disarmed, America. See, this is the voice the people need to understand. Gun sales in America are skyrocketing, even more so than Barack Hussein Obama. Why? Because people are paying attention to what's going on. And again, what I'm telling you right now is what the media doesn't want you to know. We're thinking the same way. We're having the same conversations for the most part. We know that we're under attack, and we need to come together, friends. And again, as I said earlier, concerning this reset, yeah, let it be a reset. Let's clean these tyrants and these dirty politicians from government. Because for me in my house, I am sick and tired of what's going on. And this is not what I want to leave to my children. No way. Just like Thomas Paine said, the guy that wrote Common Sense, he was the one that they believe started the flame for the revolution. He's the one that said, if there's trouble, let it come in my time. Yeah, let it come in my time. I'm not looking for this. I'm not attacking anybody. I'm responding to the attack. And folks, we in this country are under attack, and nobody can deny that. And we need to wake up as to what's going on here, friends, because we have a bunch of people driving us through fear to their resolve. Are you familiar with out of chaos we create a new order? Well, ask the question, who's creating the chaos more than the corrupt politicians and the CIA mainstream media and their useful idiots?
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The time is ticking for lawmakers on Capitol Hill to come together on another coronavirus relief bill before the end of the year. Both the Congress and Senate will be on Thanksgiving recess next week. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes a targeted package is needed.
We are working on repurposing unused funds for exactly that. Yes, targeted, not $3 trillion. Stuff like small businesses, airlines perhaps, restaurants, just those targets.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. Meanwhile, President Trump says,
Big Pharma ran millions of dollars of negative advertisements against me during the campaign, which I won, by the way. But
those comments at the White House, as President Trump also says he's lowering drug prices for millions of Americans across the country. This is USA Radio News. The teen accused of killing two people during the Kenosha riots is released on bail.
Kyle Rittenhouse is accused of killing two people and wounding a third during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He was released from police custody on $2 million bail. On Friday, the 17-year-old left the Kenosha County Jail around 2 p.m. after his attorneys posted bond, which was funded by an online campaign. Rittenhouse has spent the past 2 months in custody on murder charges. He claims he fired his weapon in self-defense after hearing what he thought was a shot fired at him. 35-year-old Josh Zeminski has since admitted to firing that shot, but only as a warning to rioters closing in on his home. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
A manhunt is underway in Wisconsin for the gunman who opened fire at Mayfair Mall, which is just west of Milwaukee today. The mayor of Wauwatosa confirming several people were injured and taken to the hospital. All are expected to survive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, lots of people listening today, friends. Thank you again for making us the number one show. Broadcasting in 133 cities right now. Also broadcasting into 53 countries abroad. If you want to go ahead and check us out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You can watch us live on YouTube. Join us on Top Chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to go to the Before It's News, you can check us out over there. We're on the front page. Click on to beforeitsnews.com. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, would love to hear from you. Pro or con, it matters not. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, friends, I just wanted to give you a quick update here. Another Supreme Court in the state of Wisconsin just this last week threw out the governor's stay-at-home order. Just think about what you're being told by a bunch of people that have no authority to tell you that you're to stay at home or to shut down your business or you're to wear a mask. They don't have the constitutional, lawful authority to do what you're allowing them to do. What you're allowing them to do. Another Supreme Court telling the people in this country they don't have this kind of authority given unto them. What happens? Right after the federal judges, state Supreme Courts, governors like Kristi Noem and others say that they don't have the authority to do what other governors are doing and mayors are doing. They're making the American people aware of what the law says, but it's for you to respond. Nobody's going to do for you what God has commanded you to do. Period. Faith without works is dead, man. James 2:14 through 26. Some people are saying, why are people just letting this happen? I'm going to tell you why. Because they're afraid. They're afraid of man. Put that in stark contrast with the likes of a Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said, he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. But he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. That's what your enemies are afraid of, Christians. We haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Where's that fear coming from? If it's not feline, then it's diabolical. Well, one's of the flesh and one's of the spirit of God. I look at what's going on here, friends, as an opportunity to right the wrongs, Isaiah 58:12. The church is called to bring the answers to the world. We're not supposed to bring the problems to the world. They're supposed to find their faith in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2:5 and 1 Corinthians 4:20. They're not supposed to find it in the fear of consequence. My goodness, read Proverbs 29:25. Hey, America, we don't take counsel from our fears. And if there is a fear, I want to tell you what that fear brings about, found in Proverbs 28. The righteous are made bold as lions. Okay? There's strong confidence to those that fear what? The Lord. Confidence in Him. Was it my daddy? Was it your daddy that said, touch not mine anointed? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Was it your daddy? And I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that said to the enemy, it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble you? Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it says. Oh, yeah. Does it tell us in the book of Psalms, chapter 2, that the kings gather themselves together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us cut their bands asunder? Yeah, it says that. They want to go ahead and test their steel with my daddy. They can do it all day long if they would like to do that. But the fact of the matter is live your life in such a fashion where they're afraid of what you're doing rather than what you're afraid that they're doing. What does the Bible tell us in Psalm 2, friends, especially those that call them Christians, whose knees are knocking right now, who are capitulating in the face of opportunity when the Lord said, call unto me and I will answer and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. What voice are you listening to? I think you can decide for yourself now, because if you're afraid of consequence, you're not listening to the voice of God. Because my Bible tells me in Psalm chapter 2, it says that the Lord will have them in great derision. He will laugh upon them. He'll break them as a potter's vessel. And He tells the kings of the earth, namely the judges in chapter 2, kiss the Son. In other words, you better see it His way, my daddy's way, my big brother, Jesus Christ, the captain of my salvation. You better see it His way, because at the end of all of this, you are going to bow your knee and you're going to confess that my big brother is your Lord, regardless if you want to or not. But I say for the church to arise, and I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about real Christianity, those that understand the voice that they're hearing right now, that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, right? Those that rise up and understand that, by my God, I'll go through a troop, and by my God, I'll leap over a wall. Those that understand the God of Israel. No, hey, let me say this, a side note to that. Nowhere can you find in Scripture, friends, nobody can find this in Scripture, where you ever find the God of Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob, where He has ever failed one time a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. Oh, how little you know of the Word of God if you're afraid of what's going on. The Chinese have a word. It's called crisis. It has two different definitions. One is danger and one is opportunity. But let me ask you something. Who do you fear? Who do you fear? Because when you fear the Lord, you're walking on the top of what's going on, regardless of what's happening in front of us, regardless of what's going on here. And furthermore, to solidify even what I'm talking about now, when you go to Psalm 91, these issues that we are seeing today belongs to the church. And isn't it interesting? The government told the churches to shut down too. And the churches in the hundreds of thousands across the United States of America, who did they obey? Did they obey God when they said, stand like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You don't bow, you don't burn, Daniel 3. Or did they submit to the tyrants? Who did they submit to? They submitted to the money, didn't they? Just like Judas. They took the 30 pieces of silver. And by the way, Americans, that money that your government took They took from us. They allocated our tax dollars to buy off businesses to begin to attack their customers and their clients, telling them if they don't comply with our unconstitutional edicts, then don't serve them. Don't let them inside of your store. That is illegal. This is why there's lawsuits raining down upon the heads of these supposed representatives of we the people. It's not about our health. You know nothing about history. Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich, what was it that they used to strip the people, the final strippage of the people, so they had no more power to stand before them? This is for your safety. This was the last thing that they used to strip those people naked so they had no more power to stand before them. This is for your safety. Hey, folks, the people that are telling you right now this is for your safety, these are the same people that have advocated the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day in the womb. These are the people that are releasing thousands from prisons back onto the populations, endangering me and you. These are the same people that are saying to casinos, no, you can stay open. These are the same people saying to Planned Parenthoods, no, you can stay open. You can murder babies, but you can't go to church. Shame on you, America. Shame on you. Shame on you. How ungodly. I'm ashamed of what you're not ashamed of. How unchristian can we be? We've been conditioned to go to sleep tonight knowing that little babies are going to be dissected. They're going to be chopped up and their body parts harvested, and your government knows it. And your senators know it. Have they put a stop to it? Has Donald Trump put a stop to it? Absolutely not. He funded it. He increased $100 million to that of Barack Obama to Planned Parenthood. Oh, I know what he said, but I know the fruit that's hanging on his branches. He has increased Planned Parenthood's funding to $600 million. Barack Obama gave $500 million. How come we're not talking about that? I had Mario Murillo on the radio show a couple days ago. Had a decent conversation until it came to Donald Trump. And I said to him, Mario, why are we pointing our finger at man here? During the Revolutionary War, the two flags that were flying was no king but King Jesus, an appeal to heaven. And it reminds me of Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, who said he went up on the backside of an old mountain and he noticed a church up there. And as he looked at the church, he walked in and he noticed all the prophets looking towards the front of the old church. Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, the list goes on, the small prophets. He noticed, Charles Spurgeon did, all of them were pointing the finger to the front of the church. And what did he see when he got to the front of the church? America? Gosh, I love you enough to tell you the truth. What did he do? He got to the front of the church and noticed all the prophets were pointing their finger at the Lamb of God. And they said, and it said right up under the picture of Christ crucified, in the blood and gore, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Preachers are called to point their finger to Him and to Him alone. Look at John the Baptist. He reproved King Herod for all of his evils. Look at Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Notice they stood up against Nebuchadnezzar and they said no. And because they didn't bow, they didn't burn. And who showed up in the fire? The fourth man, Jesus, the Son of God, who sitteth at the right hand of our Heavenly Father. He's alive forevermore. He's not dead. He's not on the cross. Christians, go to the cross and find your life, for the Holy Ghost desires to meet you there. Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, Acts 20, verse 21, Mark 1:17. That's our message, friends. America, we need to repent, and we need to get this right, but we can't do it without our big brother intervening on the behalf of the Holy Ghost now, can we? Nope. We need to understand something of our history and understanding who the Black Robe Regiment is, friends, because it's back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, friends. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. I've got all these articles posted for you that you can go ahead and see for yourself. Watch the videos. Folks, again, I absolutely challenge you to challenge everything I'm telling you. I want you to cross-check everything I'm telling you. Because the difference is between people's opinions, having the facts. Facts are stubborn things. Okay? They don't move because someone disagrees with it. Well, Jesus said in Matthew 7:16, we're supposed to judge men by their fruit, not by how much we like them. Folks, get out of this political game between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Okay? Get your eyes fixed on the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. He's the one that's going to save your soul from your, he's, by the way, as a matter of fact, Matthew 1:21 tells us he comes into the world to save us from our sins, not in our sins. Okay. I'm going to play one more audio and I'm going to take these phone calls. I got one coming in from Minnesota, one from Wisconsin, and we'll see what else comes up. In the meantime, this is a woman telling you what's inside of the vaccinations, confronting a city council meeting. She is an RN. Listen carefully.
It's to know that more than 23 vaccines contain cells, cellular debris, protein, and DNA from aborted babies. Someone who chooses to vaccinate might say, but they only use cell lines from two aborted babies in the vaccines. Many more babies were aborted and dissected in the process of obtaining the perfect strain. In fact, aborted babies are being used every day to create new cell lines for more vaccines. So who are these babies who never received a name and are only known by a scientific reference? PERC6 came from a healthy 18-week-old baby. This strain is being used to develop adenovirus, Ebola, influenza, malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV vaccines. Developers call it a human designer cell, but what they really mean is aborted baby cells. The HEK293 cell line is derived from the kidneys of a healthy aborted fetus and is being used to develop new influenza vaccines. IMR90 cell line is a 16-week-old female aborted baby, and IMR91 came from a male aborted baby. Both were created for vaccine production and functional references. WI38, a 16-week-old female baby who was aborted in Sweden because the parents felt they had too many children. The baby was packed on ice and sent to the United States where it was dissected. The use of WI38 cells is a lucrative, money-making business. WI1 through WI25 cell strains were derived from the lung, skin, muscle, kidney, heart, thyroid, thymus, and liver of 21 separate elective abortions. WI44 was derived from the lung of a three-month-old surgically aborted fetus.
And this is what your government's behind.
And CR5 cell line was derived from the lung tissue
of a 14-year-old female. And you thought the Germans were bad under Adolf Hitler? Oh, my goodness.
Research and final production of the current rubella vaccine.
Go ahead and phase that out. I think everybody gets the point here. It's unthinkable. I just got done telling you, America, and you thought Germany was bad under Adolf Hitler. They didn't kill 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day with the permission of 80 million people in Germany. Just think about it. There's 330 million people in this country that give way to less than 1.7% of the population and allowing the government to sanction that which is unsanctionable. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. I'll tell you what. This is exactly what it's coming back to. You know what everybody's afraid of now? Everybody's afraid of Muslim infiltration, and rightfully so. Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15 in both chapters. You are under the judgments of God because of what you tolerate. Americans are accomplices to the crimes of what they tolerate. This is your government, not somebody else's government. And now all of a sudden, everybody's afraid that they're going to get a vaccination with baby, aborted baby DNA inside of it. Just think about that. Boy, you want to talk about a law unto itself? Read Galatians 6:7. Far be it from us, Lord. I can hear the modern day churchgoer right now say, have mercy upon us, Lord. Yeah, it's not mercy upon you anymore because there's a difference between those that deserve mercy and those that don't. You know who the wicked are? Those that know to do right and do it not. Is it right that we sit back and allow what you call doctors in this country to dismember babies, to suck them out of the woman's womb? Is it justifiable somehow to just go ahead and allow them to inject scissors into the back of their heads? Or perhaps maybe this, they'll just inject saline salt inside of the baby to kill the baby and justify it. By saying we killed the baby inside of the woman. It's a mother's choice. No, it's not. It's called murder. If you were to do this 100 years ago in this country, you would have went to jail for a long, long time. That is if you weren't brought under the death penalty, right? Deuteronomy 19:19, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, right? Yeah, this is called killing. And Americans are afraid of vaccinations now. Wait a second. This is what the American people have allowed since 1973. I was just a little itty-bitty baby boy. We have conditioned ourselves to go to sleep and conditioned ourselves that it's just a choice. No, it's not. It's not the baby's fault for what the mother chose to do. Read Deuteronomy 30:19. And I'm just talking about one facet right now. But my point was, boy, and you thought Germany was bad. 60 million babies. That's the equivalent to the population of 18 states. Whoa! And Adolf Hitler was bad? Yeah, he was bad. Whoa. Hey, by the way, do yourself a favor and check out Operation Paperclip. You want to understand who your government is? Check out the statements made by President Truman concerning the CIA. Okay? He equated them to the American version of the Gestapo. Google these things and study them out for yourself so you can understand what you're dealing with. And you go to sleep every night. Oh my goodness, friends. This isn't good. This isn't good. I could play audio after audio. I could play another doctor that's under deposition right now talking about what's inside of vaccinations. It's unthinkable. Unthinkable. And they want you to believe that this virus, the only way to stop it is the vaccinations that Bill Gates has come up with. He's not a doctor. Anthony Fauci, friends, he is a criminal. You know it, and I know it, and he's on Bill Gates' board. Now he's telling you no gatherings at Thanksgiving. You know what? You know what, Anthony Fauci? Go fly a kite, dude. Hey, governor. Hey, mayor. Go fly a kite. Okay? Go fly a kite. I had Senator Scott Jensen, who's also a doctor, on the radio with us. He was the one, just last week, he was talking about how he's a doctor, how the medical industry came in and suggested that he doctor up his death certificates and equate it to COVID-19. Why? They need the numbers. They need to keep this thing blown up, friends, so you'll accept, you'll want the vaccination. See how this works? I got to take this phone call really quick. Steve, you got about 1 minute, and then I got another call from Wisconsin. Thank you for holding on for so long. I appreciate you, my friend. What say you?
Well, it's the oldest trick in the book, see. So when Eve was in the Garden of Eden, the devil said to her, God won't let you eat from any of the trees. And that's what they're doing here. So they focused, the devil and her focused on the one tree she couldn't eat from and ignored all the other ones. And here we are in the United States, you know, you got 328.24 million people, and 316.17 million aren't sick. They're just fine. So if only 3.7% are positive, you and me are in a room with 100 people. Would you be surprised if 4 didn't feel good? I mean, there's 100 people there. The odds of having 96 of them feel good are pretty wild.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting.
I mean, I'd be shocked if I only had 4 complaining.
Yeah, no, I get it. And by the way, this is an ambulance driver. He's an EMT, friends, that's speaking right now. Just again, just to show you and validify and verify the truth of the matter. Steve, I totally appreciate it. Thank you again for holding on for so long, because you did, my friend. I got Barbara calling from Wisconsin. Barbara, thank you for holding on. I got 1 minute, ma'am. Go for it. Hello?
Oh, I think I'm still on.
Uh-oh, don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on here. Okay, so I just lost connection. Folks, here's the bottom line. Please consider supporting a ministry such as this, because there's not a lot of us out here doing this kind of stuff, and we are willing to do what it takes. By the way, I think I got Barbara up from Wisconsin. Are you there, Barbara?
I am.
You go for it, ma'am. You go for it.
My doctor is a physician's assistant, and all the people at work at a relatively... A big hospital, big doctor. But anyways, see, I asked her, what about, I'm aged, can I get the vaccine? You know, I don't want to. I study them. I don't want nothing to do with it. But she says it's mandatory.
Oh, really?
But if we want to keep our job.
Exactly.
It's mandatory for all us frontline workers, and I'm your physician assistant.
Yep.
We have to take it. So giving it to all the frontline people in there.
Yep.
It's sad. And not only that, I study these vaccines big time.
Well, there you go, Barbara. So we have another professional on the line telling us, friends, the truth of the matter. And she said that if you don't take it, you're going to lose your job. That, at the end of the day, is what it's all about, Barbara. It's more control, because they're trying to implement a cashless society. They're trying to implement absolute control over our lives, as none other than Catherine Northrup had told us. So, friends, we need to wake up as to what's going on here. I want to say this in ending. Thank you, Barbara, by the way, for the phone call. I totally appreciate it. Again, friends, do consider supporting the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go over to Sons of Liberty Media.com and go to the store and check out membership, please, because we need your support. Folks, we are not a ministry telling people what they want to hear. We're telling people what they need to hear. Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.